one's not speaking. I think I said that. And the first thing he says is, praise be to the Lord God of Israel, for he has come. Why has he come? Why has he come? Come on, you can read. To redeem the people. To redeem his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation. That sounds strange, doesn't it? A horn. But in their day, a horn meant authority and power and strength. He's raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of the servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. He's come to save and redeem his people, to raise up a horn of salvation, salvation to show mercy. God has come to show mercy and to rescue and to remember the oath he swore to our father Abraham, verse 74, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and in righteousness before him all of our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. He changes. So from 67, verse 67 to 74, he's proclaiming the coming of the Messiah. He talks about Jesus' coming. And then in verse 75, he changes it to the birth of his son, John, who would be the one who would cry out into the wilderness, turn from your sin, for the Messiah is here. Verse 75, and holiness and righteousness before him all of our days. Verse 76, and you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. Malachi said 400 years earlier that one like Elijah would come and proclaim. And now we hear that the one like Elijah has come. John the Baptist would be like Elijah. John the Baptist would be like Elijah wearing, we won't digress into his life, wearing skins and eating locust and honey and proclaiming repentance. Now, prophets were not liked, and John the Baptist was not liked, and he's eventually beheaded because of his message. He says, but the prophet, like the prophet Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising of the sun will come to us from heaven. What Malachi say? The sun of righteousness will rise like wings on like the rising of the sun. And now it's prophesied again 400 years later. To shine on those, wow, 700 years before this, the prophet Isaiah said these same words. To shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into a path of peace. Silence to the proclamation. In Galatians 4:5, it says these words, when Paul writes these words, when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the rights of being sons and daughters. 400 years, when the time had fully come, and the silence is broken. There's 400 years of silence. So Zechariah's song of love, I want to go back to verse 16 and 17. I think I have it, Michael. It says in verse 16 and 17, when Zechariah's talking to the angel Gabriel, these are the words from the angel. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and with the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him. to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Those were the words he heard 9 months before his son John the Baptist was heard, spoken. He speaks those words to the people. So fast forward 400 years, and this angel appears, and he speaks these words of prophecy, and Zechariah breaks out in a song. And I want to look at Zechariah's song, and I broke it down up here for you. And we could spend one Sunday on each of these topics. He has come to redeem the people. Latruo is the Greek word. It means to buy us back, to take us off the auction block, to redeem us, to make us a part of his family. God has come to redeem us out of darkness, is what he's saying. He's raised up a horn of salvation. A horn is a mighty power, and salvation is soteria, which means to deliver or to make safe or to rescue. And salvation from our enemies. Salvation, rescue, deliverance, and safety. We think, well, we don't have any enemies. But what about the situations that we face sometimes? Maybe it's a health concern or a broken relationship, or there's things that we go through. If we turn to God, we find our salvation. And what I love is twice he says to show mercy. And really, that's what God's love is about. We lit the candle of hope, and we lit the candle of love today. And the candle of love is God's mercy. He came to redeem us and to show us and to rescue us. It says to rescue us is to protect us, to guard us, to keep us, to maintain us. And to able, and I like verse 74, to enable us to serve him without fear. Zechariah's song, to serve him without fear. In fact, the angels usually say, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Mary heard it. Joseph heard it. Zechariah heard it. The angel spoke it to the shepherds. Jairus heard it when his daughter was dying. Do not be afraid. So God has redeemed us. God has raised up a mighty horn. God has saved us from our enemies. God has shown us mercy. God remembers. God rescues. God protects, guards, keeps, and saves. To enable us, there's the so what he puts in there. To enable us to serve without fear. To serve without fear. So, we're out of time. So what is the song of Zechariah? If you took Zechariah's song, 67 through 79, and it's a song, and you, here's my challenge to you, is to take that song this week and highlight or circle some of those words and mean to you. Advent. We light the first candle of hope. The second week, we light the candle of love. What does Zechariah's song say to you? I love a story. James Dobson shared it in one of his books. In fact, I got to look up the woman's name. I forgot it. Stella Thornhope. It's interesting that her last name is Hope. Stella Thornhope. Stella Thornhope was struggling. It was Christmas time. And Christmas time is not always a joyous time for some who have lost loved ones or have gone through difficult situations. Christmas can be hard, or the holidays can be hard. Well, Stella had lost her husband several months before Christmas. And she was so depressed that she decided she wasn't going to decorate for Christmas. And three weeks before Christmas, and it was snowing and cold, so it wasn't here in California, she got a knock on the door, and a young man was standing there at the door with a box. And she opened the door, and she's, can I help you? And he says, I have a gift for you. And she asked him to come in the house because it was snowing and cold. And so he's got this brown box, and I have this gift for you. And she says, well, who's it from? Well, it's for you. Well, what's in it? He says, it's for you. And then he set the box down and opened it up, and out jumped a little six-week-old golden Labrador retriever. And she says, well, who's it from? And he says, oh, this dog, it's been house trained and it's ready for you. And she says, who's it from? And the man said, it's from your husband. He knew he was dying of cancer, and he had arranged with the kennel 6 months earlier and bought the dog before the dog was born and asked them to train the dog. And then 3 weeks before he passed, he wrote a note to his wife and said, I want you to remember me at Christmas, that my love will never end for you and that I'll see you someday. But until I see you, I know this little pup will keep you company until we see each other again. Of course, you know, then the man, because it was in a letter, he wrote it in a letter, and Stella read the note, and the man left. And she looked down, and the pup was sitting at her feet, and she said, you know, there might be a box downstairs with a Christmas tree. And she went, and she started decorating her house. You see, God did the same thing. He said, I'm going to send you my son to be with you until we see each other again. And he's going to keep you company. His name is Emmanuel. God is with us. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. He'll comfort you, and he'll rescue you, and he'll protect you, and he'll be with you and redeem you, and he'll show you mercy. So my so what is maybe sometimes we get broken like Harold. You know, Harold the angel that got dropped. Sometimes we may be broken, but it doesn't mean that we can't sing. We can't sing. You see, God has put a song in our hearts to sing. Not just at Christmas when we sing all of our wonderful Christmas hymns. God has put a song in our heart to sing every day. So I would challenge you to read the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth in Luke 1. Really, it's most of the first chapter of Luke 1. You're going to read a little bit about Mary and the Annunciation. But the song is called the Benedictus. That's what it's called. And that's a fancy word for the blessing. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has come to redeem his people. Blessed be the Lord God, who has come to redeem you and me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks. We give thanks that we can sing like the angels. No matter where we're at, no matter what we go through, that we can sing, angels we have heard on high, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. Blessed be your name, that you've come to redeem, to rescue, to show us your salvation, to give us mercy, and to be with us, Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing. Can